What's your favorite music?
It's telling me classical music.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Like violin strings.
Okay.
Like stuff with violin things with violin strings.
Does it want to be? Does it want its leaves used as tea? For healing.
Yes. What it's telling me is that if you make something other than the way you've been doing it, you need to make the new variation during an iboga ceremony. Does that make
for
sense?
For that person in the ceremony.
Well, it doesn't have...
Or just at that time.
No. What it's telling me is that it wants you to go into a separate ceremony with no patient present. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to do a iboga ceremony.
And I'm taking the iboga.
You do the ceremony, you take the iboga, and you make the essence.
Okay.
And so it's...
Okay, all right.
It's telling me that you, Darren, can make whatever you want with it. But when you do it, you have to go in the ceremony. You have to take, like, the original plant.
Uh-huh.
And then you can make these other variations. But there to be no patience there. Right?
Okay.
Right, because you don't want to take on sick energy when you're making a remedy.
Is there anything else it wants me to do for it in the ceremony or as far as growing it?
That you need to give thanks for it, and you need to give thanks for the lineage and all the plant's ancestors going all the way back to, you know, the beginning of time.
Uh-huh.
That you need to give to the ancestors who created it.
Is this plant the tree of knowledge that's in the Bible?
It's telling me yes. It's telling me it's very, very powerful. You're the Father, it's the Son. It has tremendous wisdom.
Check me, when can I do again? Or can I do again or not? Like, because it was so difficult to me.
It says you need to wait at least six months. Yeah, and what the iboga plant is telling me is that the best way for you to get benefit from iboga is simply by tending it.
Like working with it.
Okay.
Like by that, it said that when you take care of it, you get everything that you need.
Okay.
And that you're already...
That makes sense.
You're already exposed to the energy of the iboga on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And that if you go into the ceremony, it's just more than you need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my intention, too, is to have this all along the walkway to my house. So it's like a healing walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is the vibration that people feel and hear when they're on iboga.
It's telling me that's the plan is singing.
Vibration.
But it's also raising their vibration to meet its vibration.
Yeah. Like I said, it's telling me that it goes down into the cells all the way to the DNA and then like changes their DNA.
Wow.
But when you hear the vibration, it's the plant singing. It says that most people can't hear it sing, but it says it sings all the time.
Is the most beneficial way to utilize this plant by harvesting like 25% of the root each year so the mother plant's still living?
It's so telling me it's too much.
Less than that.
Yeah, it's telling me like 16%.
Okay.
It's very protective of its own energy. It likes being here in Costa Rica. It likes you.
When is it going to give me fruit?
It says it doesn't want to. It says not under these conditions.
Let's go to the waterfall.
Okay.